than 50,000 years, Bharat Bhumi thrived as a pinnacle of human civilization. But somewhere, somehow, things changed. Mughals became Indians, and Indians became kafirs. Akbar became tolerant, and Shivaji became fascist. Invaders became Kashmiris, and Kashmiris became refugees. Europeans became richer, and Indians became beggars. Stooges became controllers, and patriots became criminals. Maoists became intellectuals, and intellectuals were labeled bhakts. Terrorists became activists, and soldiers became persecutors. Conversion became secular, and reconversions became communal. Propaganda became the truth, and lies became history. Yoga became scientific, and yogis became unscientific. Jai Shri Ram became conservative, and Bharat Tere Tukde Honge became liberal. Journalists became prostitutes, and honesty became hate mongering. Our philosophies became global, and our country became primitive. Appeasement became inclusive, and Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas became fascist. So, for the sake of your motherland, act now and learn to be unapologetic.
Namaste and welcome to the Free Gurus YouTube channel. I'm your host, Sri Narasimhan. We are here at the World Hindu Congress today at Bangkok, Thailand. We have a very special guest, Captain Praveen Chaturvedi. He is the founder and creator of Prachyam. Folks who are on Twitter X would know of Prachyam that they made.
It was the history of, was actually the entire history of the Ram Mandir movement. You know, so we had covered, you know, the what went into today the Ram Mandir temple is coming up and is going to be inaugurated. But really, what went into that? You know, how many people sacrificed so much, even with their lives? You know. It was on the entire journey of the Ram Mandir movement, which YouTube removed it in just 1 hour.
So the latest edition of Prachyam's production, which was explaining to us about the Ram Mandir movement from the year 1992 onwards.
Even from before.
And that was taken down by YouTube.
Yeah.
Did they explain to you about
why they said it violates their whatever norms, you know. Best part is, you know what? So it was taken down just in 1 hour after we posted that on our channel on the YouTube. And then what we did, you know, we just put it on all other channels, on Twitter, you know, on other social media platform. And it really became viral. 20 million views in just 1 day. And people started tagging YouTube India and Sundar Pichai, you know, and asking them, you know, that why this was removed. You know, this is, you know, the real history. And YouTube had to put it back.
They might say in their, on their side, that it was triggered by complaints.
But why they put it back then? You know, I mean, later on they said, you know, okay, they have reviewed it and it doesn't violate, you know, their policies.
But you lost the momentum.
We lost the momentum. It was on Diwali. You know, it was, you know, for that festival. And we really, you know, that it was a very important moment for us. And it was specially made, you know, for Diwali as a Diwali special gift for the entire Indian diaspora, all the Bhatis around the world, and they removed it, you know. So obviously it was very disappointing for us.
There is a concerted effort in the social media, whether overt or covert, to bring down good quality Indian, Indic and Hindu content. And folks, unfortunately, in India have taken a bit of that medicine themselves. So they are very quick to judge a production, a creative effort, or even a historical effort, and automatically categorize it as something that's fake or untrue or misinformation or disinformation. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the fact is that, you know, we have, you know, these leftist, communist, Islamist, Wahhabis, you know, very well positioned and very well placed, you know. I mean, I'm saying it very bluntly and very openly, but that is the fact of the matter. You know, who are there to put these checks and balances? Who are, you know, made to sit there and who call the shots? The second thing is, you're right, you know, anything to do with Bharat, you know, the great pride, you know, civilizational pride, if you want to talk about that, you know, the great Bharatiya Sanskriti, the great heritage, the knowledge systems, the traditions and all that, anything about Bharat, anything about Sanatan Dharma, anything about Hinduism, well, these guys are there, you know, they will not let you talk about it. You know, for long, they have peddled a fake narrative, a concocted narrative about Bharat and about Hindus, you know, and have been putting us down for a very long time. And the fact is, and the truth is, you know, they don't want that narrative to be changed or to be questioned, because that's how, you know, the world has perceived us. And when they see a platform like Pracham coming up, you know, filmmaking standards of the world, when they see, you know, like, you know, Better Than Discovery and National Geographic, when they see, you know, how come an Indian, a Hindu filmmaker do that? You know, how can we can allow this to happen? So when they see such beautiful, powerful documentaries, talking with so much pride about an authority and talking about, you know, the true civilizational history and, you know, the great culture, the pristine culture that we are, it doesn't go down well with them.
You know, we bandy about this term called content a lot, right? When Valmiki and Tulsidas, they wrote their magnum opuses, these days they'll be called content writers, right?
Yeah.
And we have trivialized our own history and put our own stories, our wealth, our richness into the stream of content. And we let the content curators curate our Ramayana, our Mahabharata, our history, our identity, our values, just become content that can be stopped, filtered,
interpreted the way they want it, you know. And this has been happening in, you know, can anybody dare to do with any other religion, you know, this kind of misappropriation, you know, that they would do with our history. They've called our history, itihas, as myth. You know, for us, in the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, is itihas. But they've just labeled it myth. It's myth for them.
Yeah. Take any school with a religious denomination in the West. For them, history starts with the number zero. And they'll always be careful to say, folks who came before the zero, you know, they needed to be saved. From what? I don't know. But, you know, they were just hanging around. They didn't know they were lost.
You're right. You know, one of the films which is under production right now at Pracham Studios is, we have traced how old is our civilization, Bharatiya civilization. How old is that? Isn't it? So with solid, hardcore evidences, we have been able to trace it back to 50,000 years.
50,000?
50,000, you know.
Wow.
And it is even more. But, you know, we have been able to pinpoint, you know, with scientific evidences, but at least we are here for the last 50,000 years. And that is the name of the film, 50,000 Years of Bharatiya Civilization, which is continuous civilization.
I can tell you this. It's a movie called 300 BC. So they are relenting that 300 years before their savior, you had the Persians and the Greeks kind of fighting. That's the plot behind 300 BC. And you said 50,000. Well, you can say 48,000 BC.
Yeah.
Praveenji, tell us a little bit about your journey, how you got into this filmmaking. You're a captain, assumed you were in the services.
Yeah.
And then life took a turn.
Very amazing and interesting journey I've had, you know, in my life, from being a marine officer. Then, and I was a writer and a poet right from my early days, you know, and a photographer.
Okay.
So that creative instinct was there. But yeah, once in Canada, I met a very great filmmaker, Michael, and I became good friends with him. You know, he was a French-Canadian filmmaker. And when I saw his studio and a film being made there, it was being in the post-production being edited. I think that was the moment I fell in love with cinema. And I decided that this is what I would like to be in my life. So I started learning and working with him. And then he recommended me that I should take a formal training as well. So I went to Los Angeles to the University of Southern California.
Sure, UCLA.
And UCLA, both the universities. So I took a formal training in all the aspects of the craft, you know. And then I was there working between Canada and US. And looking back at Bharat, I used to always wonder that why in Bharat people don't make, you know, films on so many beautiful things that our country has. Great tradition. Bharat has the greatest tradition of storytelling in the world. And the oldest one, you just see itihas, whether you take Maharishi Valmiki's Ramayana or you take Maharishi Ved Vyasa's Mahabharata. I think Mahabharata is the greatest story, greatest script, greatest screenplay written in the history of mankind. You know? See the characters and how beautifully it has all been integrated together. See, we had such geniuses, we had such great traditions, and what our industry was showing, you know, to our own people, you know, to our own youth, to our own generations, actually, that was the ideological subversion they were doing, you know, and for a very long time. So, and I always say, and I say it with a lot of emphasis, that Bollywood, I hate to say that word, the Indian film industry, you know, it was at some point of time before independence making great films.
Yeah.
You know, so from being great, it started, you know, being bad, from bad to worse. Yeah. And now it is actually C1, you see.
Yeah.
So that is the level they have come to, you know, now, sitting in the feet of ISI and Wahhabis and, you know, underworld and drugs, drug mafias, you know, they are peddling all fake narratives against our own country, against our own culture, against our own dharma, against Hindu dharma, you know? And they're subverting the youth and they're perverting them as well, you know. So in a country like Bharat, I always thought, you know, why, so there was a calling, you know, that I should, why to wait for others? I should come back and I should do my bit, you know. So that's how, you know, I came back and we founded, you know, this very dedicated Indic filmmaking studio.
What year was this?
So I came back in 2012. We started this studio called Moonlight first, and then we thought we should have a very dedicated, specific, different setup, a different studio for making films on Bharatiya Sanskriti, the heritage, the great legacies of the Rishi, great traditions that we have, the knowledge systems that we have, you know. So Pracham was founded, you know, and now Pracham is the first Hindu OTT in the world.
Nice.
And thank you, and you can see all the content, you will really be proud to watch, you know. It talks about your own history, proud history, your own civilization, and you know what wrong has been done to you. Like, you know, now there is a series on Pracham OTT, the history of invasions on Bharat.
Okay.
You know, from 7th century, from Muhammad bin Qasim,
mm-hmm.
to what we have gone through, the Hindus, the persecution of 100 million Hindus, you know, in 1,000 years.
Would be more.
There will be more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now we are coming with a series on the great freedom fighters, you know, the young ones too, you know, chronologically, right from the beginning. And, you know, now we are coming on a film on Ram Mandir. And we are coming up with Pracham Kids for Indians, for Bharatiya people around the world. If they want to show their kids, you know, something which is very, very culturally aligned, you know, they can watch Pracham Kids, you know, on our OTT.
It's a fantastic collection. You guys are taking your platform toward. We really look forward to having all of this. You know, you talked about the content that we have and why aren't we making movies out of it, right? In the late 70s, George Lucas thought about this, right? And Lucas wrote Star Wars based on Ramayana. He took elements of Ramayana, you know, Princess Leia, this Princess Sita, and he made it in such a way, intergalactical story, and rest is history, right?
Absolutely.
He just took a brief element of Ramayana and he made, what, 7, 8, 10 part movie, and then it's got a lot of other paraphernalia around it, digital paraphernalia.
And the biggest blockbuster, you know.
Okay.
He had billions in all of that.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, the Lucas and Spielberg, they got together and they wrote Indiana Jones. Now, if you see, Indiana Jones also picked up, you know, from our history, you know, from the kind of Puranic stories that we have, you know. So, yeah, you're right. Avatar, you know, I mean, Avatar is a Sanskrit word.
Absolutely.
I mean, the entire concept, there is a concept of interplanetary exchange and galaxy conversation or communication anywhere else in the world. It is there, you know, in our itihas, you know. So that concept, even Avatar is based on basically on the great stories and the epics that we have, you know, in our country.
There is this centrality of fate. Because the stories are so wide and complex, right? You need to have faith in actually hearing out the various vignettes and the various parts and the various drama that happens in different locations. And then when you hear it all, you put it back together, it makes sense, right? Just think about, I'm just amazed at how they wrote it. Some say it's one author, some say it's more than one author. But the way in which it ties back, you've got to have the faith to and the patience to listen to all of those little stories that then forms this big magnum opus.
I think simply genius. India, I think Bharat has been a land of great genius minds. And these were, you know, some great rishis. I mean, their mental capability was, so we belong to that race, to that legacy. So there is no reason that why we can't, you know, tell our stories in a great way, or why we can't make, you know, great films. We have it in our genes. We have never tried doing it, you know, and the people who could have done it, they were sold out, you know, and that's a very sad part, you know. They just didn't do it, you know. And they caused a lot of harm to the society and to the generations, including all the ruling parties post-independence. And we have made a film, you know, called Sahibs Who Never Left. It's in two parts, you know, Sahibs 1 and Sahibs 2. You must watch that.
Sone ki chidiya kehlane wali Bharat mein itni gyan aur vaibhav ki rehti, hum achanak itne kamzor kaise pad gaye? Hum dusron se nahi, balki apno se hare. Jo itihas hum sabko bataya gaya hai, ये वो कहानी नहीं है, ये कहानी है भारत के सच्चे इतिहास की, भारत की आइडियोलॉजिकल सबवर्शन की।
It answers this question, you know, that what actually happened with us pre-independence, during independence, during the transfer of power, how, you know, our country was divided ruthlessly. By somebody, Gora, who came Redcliffe, you know, and he decided, he took a chalk, a pencil, and he just drew a line, and the country was divided between India and Pakistan.
कल वो सुबह होगी जिसके लिए लाखों लड़े, बस कुछ दिन और, फिर सारे क्रांतिकारी राष्ट्रवादी लोगों को बुलावा आएगा दिल्ली का, सब मिलकर भारत की एक नई कहानी लिखेंगे, अपना देश अब आजाद है, अब क्या फिक्र? पर वो बुलावा कभी नहीं आया। बंद दरवाजों के पीछे न जाने किन किन समझौतों पर साइन किए गए। फिर अचानक से शोर हुआ कि 10 हफ्तों में देश हिंदू मुसलमानों में बांट दिया जाएगा। जिस सिंधु सरस्वती की गोद में हमारा जन्म हुआ था, कुछ ईसाइयों ने हमसे वो छीन ली। हिंदू मुसलमान एक दूसरे को काट रहे थे, लाशें गिनने वाला कोई नहीं था, मगर अपने नेता क्या कर रहे थे? इन सब ने गोरों को ये करने क्यों दिया?
And then post independence, you know, what were the Sahib, Brown Sahib they were doing, you know, what they did, you know, what ideological subversion we have gone through. So it's all there in that film.
Yeah.
And the leftist communist, you know, influence on the media, on films, on academia, you know, everything. On our, what we read in our curriculums and in our textbooks, you know, is all leftist communist history.
We have taken along all these years, I'm talking about the 1,000 years of slavery, colonization, and bouts of slavery in between. We have taken very nicely to this word agency. Humne agency le li. Queen ki le li, His Majesty ki le li. This agency of representing some other interest, some other party outside the land, outside our nation, has become just a common thing. It's like, hey, there's nothing better to do, so let us just represent somebody else, a communist interest, a socialist interest, some other foreign theology's interests.
Agency, you know, comes from the word agent. When you have submitted yourself to the will and to the mercy of your master, you are his agent. You are not, you know, no longer operating on your own. So basically, you are a broker.
Exactly.
Who has been, you know, who has sold your consciousness to some foreign entity, and you are basically, you know, doing a dalali, you know, for them. And that's what has happened, you know, in Bharat. We had, you know, these sold out agencies or agents right from the Mughal period. And then later, you know, we had many in the British period. Even the great Maharaja, Maharajas, you know, they were all agents. They were all sold out. So they forgot, you know, about the general public. Enjoying their own lives, they became ayyash.
It became an afterthought.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny that we are sitting in Bangkok, in Thailand, nation that has managed to retain elements of its monarchy and the Raja-Praja relationship. And if you notice, we go around, almost every part of the city is named after some aspect of Ramayana.
Yeah.
And you notice in the city's architecture, wide roads, large boulevards, trees and foliage, and literally an architectural style that does not mimic the West, but tries to integrate elements of its own culture in infrastructure planning, in their thought, in their identity. I don't think the Thais are agents of anybody except themselves.
You know, even India would have been like that, you know, had we taken the right direction after independence, you know, we did not, you know, because of Nehru's, you know, this infatuation with socialism, we did not take the right steps in the right direction, you know, since independence. And that's how, you know, we got subverted. And it just continued, you know, with the Indira Gandhi's time. And the second part is, you know, the truth is, and the harsh reality is, you know, that Bharat was divided between India and Pakistan on the basis of religion. Because the Islamists, they thought, you know, they cannot live with the Hindus in this country anymore. They wanted a different country. So they took the country, but they did not go. That country was became, you know, an Islamist country. But, you know, this ghost of secularism, you know, had been put on our head, you know, right from the beginning. And this secularism, which was then officially inducted in the Constitution by Indira Gandhi in 1976, you know, it is still there, you know.
Hame lag raha tha ki 1947 mein Gori sahab chale jayenge. Hum galat the. Kuch sahab aise bhi the jo kabhi gaye hi nahi.
So that's how, you know, we are paralyzed, you know. We can't even think about doing such things. Because then suddenly we'll be called communals, you know.
Even Lakshmana was paralyzed by Indrajit's Mayajat. The fear that the whole nation is paralyzed.
Yeah, it was only one Lakshman that also, you know, on the battlefield, you know. You know, the entire country has been, you know, paralyzed. So people will have to come off it now. And they will have to think, you know, what is in the interest of the country, in the interest of, you know, their own religion, in the interest of Hinduism. Hinduism is the most benevolent religion in the world. It has the greatest of the philosophies and it is all inclusive. It's the only truly pluralistic religion in the world. And yet, you know, subverted and bashed about, you know, right from the beginning. So the Hindus will have to take pride now. They will have to, you know, lead, you know, with example and lead, you know, the populace, you know, towards their own great future. And otherwise, like, you know, this is a beautiful conference which is happening here in Thailand. People, the Hindu diaspora from around the world is coming. We at Prachim are trying to do the same through films. So we all will have to come together. You are doing, you know, with we gurus. We all will have to come together.
Thanks to Sri Iyerji.
Yeah, yes. Thanks to Sri Iyerji. And remember, we all will have to come together in one ecosystem and work towards, because our causes are common. Our goals are same. It is just that we have to now meet up, come together and work towards that.
How wonderful is that? The awareness and comprehension is the first step in recognizing where we are and where we need to go. So our dear friend, Sri Vibhuti Jaji would always say, arise, awake, assert and act. And we are a part of that awakening aspect of it. Pinch ourselves and say that you're still here. You know, the battle is still on, right? To assert yourself and have your identity the way it should be. And there's no apologies for that.
Never. You have to be. The motto of Prachim is be unapologetic in whatever you do. You're standing for the truth. Stand by it.
Well, with that, thank you very much, Sri Chaturvedi ji. It's Captain Chaturvedi ji.
And my pleasure.
We'd like to have you again.
Sure.
After your next production. And hope we can have it.
May I brief you, you know, now we are coming up with a film on Guru Shishya Parampara. You know, the oldest, greatest parampara tradition of Bharat was the Guru Shishya Parampara.
Yes.
Which helped in preserving our knowledge for 50,000 years. And the beautiful way of disseminating knowledge, you know, from the Guru to his Shishya. And how this was all destroyed by the Britishers and by this English Education Act of 1835. There is a very well, deeply researched film which is coming up. In the first week of December, we are going to release it. You must watch it.
15 August 1947, Swatantrata Divas. World War ka ant haal hi mein hua hai. Pashchim, Islam aur Communism vishv mein teen badi shaktiyan ban ke ubhre hain. Ek triad. Asia Mahadweep ka ek desh is triad ka common interest hai. Ek bada sa desh, sansadhanon se bharpoor. Angrezon se taza azad hua. उनका कोहिनूर भारत इस दिन तक आने में इसी ट्रायड के कारनामों से भारत बहुत लहूलुहान हुआ है पर सबसे गहरा घाव मजहब और कौम का है आम भारतीय खुशी से नाच रहे हैं असत्ता के गलियारों में बन चुके पावर वैक्यूम का उन्हें ज्यादा अंदाज नहीं है। ट्रायड अगर फिर से घुस पाता तो घुस जाता, पर अभी नहीं। पाकिस्तान बनने के बाद जो भारत बचा है वो अभी स्वदेशी, स्वराज और स्वतंत्रता के मतवाले हिंदुओं का एक समुद्र है। पर इन लोगों का दुर्भाग्य था, उन दिनों के अधिकतर व्यापारी, नेता, जजेस, वकील, ब्यूरोक्रेट्स, पुलिस और राजा महाराजा, ये सब ट्रायड के हुक्म बजाकर ही फले फूले थे। सब कुछ त्याग कर गरीबों के लिए अंतरराष्ट्रीय झगड़े मोलने से आसान था चुपचाप सत्ता का ट्रांसफर होने देना, ट्रायड से दोस्ती बना के रखना और फिर अंतरराष्ट्रीय हीरो बनना। और यहीं से शुरू होती है स्वतंत्र भारत की कहानी, जब भूरे साहिबों ने गोरे साहिबों से देश की बागडोर अपने हाथ में ली, जब 800 सालों की गुलामी में बोए बीजों के फूटने का समय आया, जब भारत के शतरंज की एक नई बिसात बिछाई गई।
All of you should subscribe to Prachim OTT on Prachim.com. Watch, you know, the history of invasions on Bharat, what we have gone through in the last about 1400 years. And there is so much to be really enjoy there. There's stuff, you know, for Prachim kids now. There is, you know, so many films on varied examples, on varied topics, you know, on Bharat. You all can enjoy that. Huh?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Viewers, please like, subscribe and share this video. And we hope to have another session here at the World Hindu Congress soon. Thank you.
Thank you.